Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many people look at their vitamins and their minerals, and they go, what am I taking these for? Well, we know biotin helps hair. We know calcium helps bones. We know potassium helps heart health. Zinc helps fight infection. Vitamin C helps fight infection. Builds collagen, helps skin. And our vitamins have been known, or a lot of the things that our body does, is at the grace of the work of these vitamins and minerals. But it's always tricky to decide what supplement to take. And, you know, I keep getting asked, what are the best supplements? I can't answer that. Because we don't learn in medical school which vitamin brand is best. We learn to eat balanced diets and try to get our vegetables and vitamins naturally. Those are the best. We also learned that some people can hurt themselves with supplements. We found calcium supplements to be linked to heart disease. Not because of the calcium, but because of the chalky powder that some of the supplements are, I guess, packaged as and marketed as. You know, you're having calcium in your food through vegetables, through low-fat dairy. That hasn't been implicated as anything bad. But some of these calcium supplements that are chalky, yeah. Maybe there's, now remember, when you take a supplement or a mineral, there's something else with it. Vitamin C. The vitamin C tablets have been linked to kidney stones. It's not the vitamin C. You don't necessarily get a kidney stone, depending on, especially the average type, like the calcium or uric acid, by having a glass of orange juice, by eating a tangerine. But if you're eating these chalky vitamin C tablets, yes. And so, you know, people start to wonder, should they even take over-the-counter supplements? Well, if you're deficient and you need to supplement, then yes. Remember we talked about vitamin D toxicity? Vitamin D toxicity and vitamin D overdoses are for those who have too much in their system. But if you are deficient and you aren't getting, let's say, your vitamin D through sunlight, through food, you have, you know, high risk of melanoma, so you can't be out there in the sun, then that's what these supplements are for. I mean, calcium, very important for bone health. And I can't stand milk. The only time I may drink milk is, not a white Russian, but is a thank you, though, is like the cereal. You know, I might, if I have like a little sugary cereal, which you're not supposed to have, and then the milk tastes all sugary, I may drink that. But no, I don't drink milk a lot. I don't like to eat a lot of cheese because it's fattening and it's constipating. I can't stand cottage cheese. I don't eat yogurt. I eat vegetables, so I get my calcium from there. So if I ever do start to have issues with the bone, although you need to hit it ahead of time, most of your bone mass you're building during your teenage years, that's then, yeah, I probably would have to then supplement with calcium. Phosphorus is also important for bones, metabolic functions. Magnesium is a biggie we forget about. Now more people are supplementing their magnesium. Magnesium citrate can help with constipation. Magnesium can help you sleep. Magnesium is important in a lot of things, but we don't want you overdosing. There's people that tell me they take tons of supplements, and I'm like, were you low in any of these? Don't be taking extra potassium. You take extra potassium, that could affect your heart rhythm. But if you're low or you're on a diuretic that's causing you to lose your potassium, then yes, you might need to supplement. Sodium. Sodium we restrict because of its role in fluid absorption and high blood pressure. And a lot of us are eating a very high sodium diets. But sodium is still an important part of our sodium-potassium channels and transports in our cells. It keeps our nerves healthy, our muscles healthy. Just as potassium does, chloride. Chloride also affects our electrolyte balance. So, you know, these minerals and salts are extremely important, but it's a fine balance. And these supplements that we take, they're not, excuse me, I'm sorry, I have hiccups. They aren't regulated, many of them. And so I've heard people take melatonin, and they'll take a gummy, and they'll say some of the gummies knock them out cold, and others, they're up and awake. Well, because maybe it's not uniform. Yeah, so maybe you don't think you're getting the 2 milligrams or the 3 milligrams or the 4 milligrams or the 10 milligrams. I really wouldn't take the 10 milligrams, people. I think that's too much. And so you need to understand that sometimes the way these are made, there could be a shift. And it may not have the aliquot of the milliequivalents that it advertises they do. Iron is important. We need iron for our hemoglobin in red blood cells for oxygenation. And iron, oftentimes, if taken inappropriately, could affect the liver, could affect the kidneys, could affect the heart. That's why we do iron panels, and then we decide what you need. But I've heard of some people saying, yeah, I had a bad period, so I took extra iron. Were you low? You know, yeah, if you bleed a lot, you might need iron supplementation, but I'd rather it be watched. Zinc, very important, part of our immune system and part of our building blocks and keeping things healthy. Selenium is an antioxidant. Iodine we use for our thyroid. And so my vote is try to eat foods that are rich in minerals. Your whole grains, lean proteins, beans, nuts, seeds, low-fat dairy products for your calcium, fruits. But mineral-rich, a healthy diet, vegetables. And I think, you know, if you could maintain that, you know, and your levels are good, you may not have to be so dependent on over-the-counter supplements. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Supreme Court has been, I guess, asked to weigh in on the vaccine mandates that happened with federal employees and military service members. And I think they've kind of given Biden a win because they're saying if the mandates have been rescinded, they're going to set aside the lower rulings because the disputes are moot. So we really don't have a lot of clarity on if the government is still allowed to do mandates in the future. So the vaccine requirements get canceled. People, though, but not after people lost their jobs, people lost their careers. So the justices were supposed to, I guess, decide, was that legal to begin with, so that hopefully in the future it doesn't happen. issue was before the justices was what legal remedy was appropriate if there was a mandate and somebody lost their job, lost their career, got kicked out of the military, got kicked out of hospitals. Because remember, if you lost your job at one hospital, you couldn't go to another. Because the Biden administration said, we will not give you government funding if you don't impose a mandate. So if you're a nurse who works in an ICU, the average hospital needs federal funding. That ICU nurse is gone. How many trained ICU nurses do we have? We have ICU nurse shortages. And we let these people go? We let surgical ICU nurses go? We let doctors go? We let staff go who were there fighting COVID for us? They were heroes one moment, and then they were fired the next. So I'm pretty ticked off about it. They said on the federal employee mandate, two appeals courts had arrived at opposite conclusions about whether federal employees had the ability to challenge the constitutionality of the mandate in court or whether they were required to instead go first through the Merit Systems Protection Board. In one case brought by a Navy civilian employee, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ruled in March that federal law required the Merit Systems Protection Board. A few days later, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit issued a conflicting decision in favor of an organization called Feds for Medical Freedom and various other plaintiffs. Now, Biden rescinded his executive order that established a federal employee vaccine mandate back in May. But that was before the Supreme Court could weigh in. In the military vaccine mandate case, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit issued an injunction preventing the Air Force from enforcing the requirement against religious objectors. Weeks later, Congress passed legislation directing Biden's defense secretary to rescind the mandate before the Supreme Court could consider any appeal. In all three disputes, according to The Hill, the administration urged the justices to issue what is known as a musing ver vacatur, which sets aside a lower ruling in certain instances of mootness. The Navy employee who lost in the lower court agreed, while the victorious plaintiffs in the other federal court case and the military vaccine case urged the Supreme Court to let the ruling stand. They said those plaintiffs argued that the musing ver wasn't applicable because the Biden administration had voluntarily mooted its own case. One group noted that other pandemic-era measures were dismantled months earlier while the vaccine mandate remained in effect. So here's their quote. These are the plaintiff's attorney. Petitioners asked the court to endorse a heads we win, tails you get vacated version of musing ver where they can litigate to the hilt in both district and circuit court, and only if they lose, then decline to seek substantive review from this court and instead moot the case and ask the court to erase the circuit court loss from the books. Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has pushed back on this legal maneuver, dissented from the court's decision in two of the three cases. In the third, she said she would personally disagree, but agreed to the administration's request based on the Supreme Court's established practice. She said, in my view, the party seeking vacatur has not established equitable entitlement to that remedy. Now, the Biden administration pushed back, arguing that the changing public health circumstances is what caused the president to end the federal employee mandate. So, where do we stand? Well, it sounds confusing, and it is confusing, because there are people that now want to sue, and they are suing, and they should sue, because they lost their jobs, and they felt they had no say. And we kind of need the Supreme Court to weigh in on how constitutional is it to mandate a vaccine that could be experimental. Even though I support the vaccine being created and being there for your choice voluntarily, because I think it did help save lives, I do not support any mandate. And I feel that you couldn't force it if it was still experimental and if the side effects that were being reported and acknowledged and confirmed exist. If there are any side effects, you can't mandate anything. It's called informed consent. So if I need to do a procedure on a patient, I have to tell them the risks and the benefits. I am not allowed to coerce them. I'm not allowed to say, if you don't do this, you're going to die, when it's not life or death. I'm not allowed to lie. I have to be objective and say, look, you know, you have an infected toenail. We want to remove that partial toenail. Right? It'll help hopefully stave off infection and future ingrown toenail issues. But there could be risks. You could have an allergy to the numbing medication. You could get an infection. This might not work. Then the patient makes a decision. If the patient chooses not to, they don't get fired. They don't get kicked out of school, kicked out of a restaurant, unable to go to a Raiders game. That's okay. That's your choice. So we do informed consent. Now, I understand with emergency procedures, now, I mean, if you're unconscious and you're bleeding in the brain, we're going to do whatever we can to save your life. Unless, of course, you have advanced directives saying, whatever happens to me, don't do any life-saving measures. But, you know, if you, you know, want full court press, we do it. But we don't force anybody who has a sound mind, who is declining something. Now, people are saying, well, we didn't force people to get the shot because we didn't tie them down, you know, rip off their shirt and inject their arm. No, you didn't do that. But if you are threatening hospitals from losing federal funding, then workers in these systems, and most medical centers get federal funding, you just basically killed their career. That's retribution. That is an abuse of power. And when people said, no, no, but religious reasons, you know, you could object due to religious reasons. No. Remember, in part of these mandates, many of these places said, no, you cannot use religion. And even in the military, certain branches of the military would not let you use religion. That was completely unconstitutional. And mind you, I got the COVID vaccine and I got one booster. I do recommend it for those who want it. But if you don't want it, you can't force it. You can't mandate it. And, you know, now we need these nurses back. We need these doctors back. What we did to individuals was disgusting. I spoke out against it, but no one listens. And I get, there was that precedence back in, what, 1905 with the smallpox virus where a person got fined $5 for not getting the smallpox vaccine. Yeah, but they didn't ruin his career. They didn't, you know, make him lose, you know, he could still work, he could still feed his family. That's not the exact same case. It was a $5 fine. But they're saying, no, no, we could technically fine you. And we could punish you for not getting a vaccine based on that case. If somebody didn't want to get smallpox in their body. Now, people will say, but Dr. Dahlia, public health. This was for public health. Okay, if the vaccine made you 1,000% immune, and you did not give off any, if you were non-infectious and completely sterile, but you weren't. People who got the vaccine still got COVID and still spread COVID. So already that was moot. They should have never done the mandate. And finally, they should have allowed people, if they wanted to show their antibodies. If somebody wanted to do a blood test going, can I just show you my antibodies so you don't have to inject anything into my body? They weren't allowed to. So I think the lawsuit should stand. I'm not sure where the Supreme Court's going to go. They might not want to get involved. But honestly, we need some clarity because we can't have this happen again. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets, the fighting intensifying since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. At least six people are dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. State officials say they are in a search and rescue phase at this point to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were found trapped in their homes. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona, but not just from Mexico, from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and even China. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country, with the average price for a gallon of regular gas $2.63. Corey Myers, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't like to be negative about things. I want to, when I give my predictions for the new year, be as positive as possible. But unfortunately, I think a lot of us are seeing the writing on the wall. And many of you have reached out, a lot of you, going, I can't get a job. Look at my resume. I can't get a job. If you are applying online, please do not lose any confidence. These online jobs, a lot of them are not real jobs. Okay? If you're getting turned down over and over and over again, you're not alone. Everybody and their mother is telling me that, where they're applying for a job and they put it out there. They're going on LinkedIn. They're going on Glassdoor, Indeed. They do the easy apply, or they send a cover letter, and then they get a letter back saying, sorry, you know, we're we're very impressed with your resume, but no, we're going to move on and find a different candidate. Do not get your confidence down. There's a few things going on that I've said before. One is many of these companies want to hire somebody from within, but they aren't allowed to do that until they put an external search out. So some of them have absolutely no intention of hiring you because they already know who they want to put in that position. But they have to pretend like they went through the motions of doing an external search. Another thing that's happening is some people's budgets are technically up in December. And so if you have a human resources company, if you have a human resources department, and if the way the corporation works is if you don't use it, you lose it, many of them are throwing the money into these job sites to show, look, this is what we had to spend on recruiting. So you need to, we actually went over budget. So if they're noticing that they still have money in the budget and they have to spend till December 31st, because a lot of you are going, oh, my gosh, look at all these jobs, and I haven't gotten one. It's not you all the time. Okay, it's not you. In fact, we're actually seeing the opposite, where many companies are looking to lay off. I think Spotify is going to cut 17% of their jobs. Many media and tech layoffs are coming. There's I don't know if you go to layoffs.gov or layoffs.com. There's a site that shows you the layoffs, the number of people, the percent. And when you look at that, it's pretty scary when you see the numbers. So what's happening? Well, we can blame the weight loss drugs if we want. It's not the whole reason, but insurance is going up. So companies have to pay higher for people's health insurance. Why? Because people want the cancer medications, they want the weight loss medications, they want, you know, their benefits. And insurance companies have skyrocketed. The premiums have just gone through the roof. So employers now have to make a decision. Are you, as a full-time employee, not only worth your wage or your COLA, but also your benefits? And if they're spending a lot, they're going to have to cut. You know, the other thing, too, is there is a big, big push for diversity. And many companies who might not have used that as a hiring criteria, when they review and see what does our staff look like, what is it, they may find that they could be vulnerable for lawsuits, for other sorts of canceling, if they don't show diversity. And so many of you that might not fit one of the demographics that they're looking for, you know, might not be getting the job. It's not your that your resume stinks. It's just you might not be necessarily exactly who they need. In fact, there was a job offer I got. It said, we're looking for women and minorities. Can you please apply? Yeah, you know, thank you, but right now I'm busy. I got a lot going on. I mean, I am, you know, doing some teaching, and I don't mind expanding that. But I understand that you're looking for women and minorities. But yeah, meanwhile, you could have a male who's a fantastic teacher and somebody fantastic who wants to take that job, and they're going to get, you know, when a company says we're looking for women and minorities, it means they feel vulnerable in not having that represented enough. It's obviously a concern. And so, you know, some individuals say, well, we won't be laid off because we're understaffed. If they need diversity and you don't fall into that, yes, you might get laid off. So that opens that position for them to have somebody in there that's diverse. I mean, again, companies' main goal is to stay afloat, stay alive, make profits, not get canceled. And there's a lot of pressure right now that, you know, it used to be you just have to have, you know, you have to be in the black. Your bottom line has to be good. Your customers have to be happy. Don't get sued. Now there's multiple other things that are at play. And so we're looking at these companies grapple. The equal pay should have always been, but if a company has one person paid less than another person, that could have happened during the interview where somebody said, look, what are you offering? Well, we're offering this. Like, I'm sorry, I can't take a dime under $90,000 a year. All right, well, then you know what? We'll do it for you. We'll give you the 90. We need you. Meanwhile, that person might be male. He got the 90, and the woman who they hired 2 years prior, who is making 65, is still at 65. So a lot of companies have had to relook at, and whoever asked for the highest, bring everybody back to that level, if not more, so there's no discrimination. Well, that's going to cost money, and that's going to mean other people get fired. So, you know, and this is just, these are just the things that companies are doing. In fact, companies are going to probably have to stop saying, what do you want for us to take you, for us to hire you? What will it take for you to accept the job? Companies are going to probably stop that. Because if you have somebody who's not in a non-diverse demographic asking for more money than somebody else, now those individuals can say, wait a second, you're paying him more than me for same work? So a lot of companies, I think, might be like, well, this is all we're paying, fine. That's just it. When you apply for a job, they might think you're overqualified. They might think you're not happy. They might think that you made more money than what they're going to offer. If you notice, a lot of jobs are not offering, are not posting the amount of money that they're going to pay you. And that's an issue. And so they might say, this person is not going to be happy because we're only offering X, Y, and Z. So, no. And so, like I said, don't take it all personally. But right now we have companies, that big companies, tech companies. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Hollywood. But as wages go up with inflation, we are going to see companies try to cut their bottom line. And unfortunately, 2024, if you thought 2023 was dramatic and 2022, 2021, you ain't seen nothing yet. 2024, and I'll give you my predictions, but I think a lot of us are kind of feeling that unease. You know, are we going to go into a World War III? Now, are we going to go to war with China? You know, is Russia going to escalate things? What's happening in the Middle East? We're going to have an election year. Yeah, it's not going to be very simple. And whenever it is chaotic, you don't have a lot of companies going to the let's spend and expand. You have in the we need to bunker down and we need to make sure we could weather the storm. So let's get some good, strong footing and let's make sure we have extra cash in case we need it. Because supplies are going to be, there's going to be supply shortages, there's going to be more expense, there's going to, you know, and so that's kind of what you're seeing right now. So periodically we'll tell you about some of the companies. I mean, Spotify, 17% layoff, that's a lot. You know, it's that, and it's concerning because Spotify has been doing pretty well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So let's, you know, we talk about everything on the show. We talk about sports. I haven't talked about sports just because Dallas obviously did amazing, so I don't think we need to talk about that. But I want to talk really quickly. I'm going to kind of switch gears to relationship. And I keep seeing these articles about, is sexting cheating? Yes. Sexting is definitely cheating. If you are having any sort of sexual discussions with somebody else and you're married or you're in a monogamous relationship, yes, that's cheating. Duh. But we need to have an honest conversation about what has been happening with social media. And so in the past, you would go to work, you would come home. If your wife was a homemaker, she was home all day. Maybe she went to the grocery store. Maybe the milkman would come over. They might flirt a little bit. But there were very few people interactions. So even though people did cheat years ago, there were less opportunities, fewer opportunities for interactions to happen. Nowadays, people are exposed to thousands of people a day, whether it's in person or whether it's online. And so relationships are a little bit trickier, especially since humans are not designed to be monogamous. We should be monogamous. I think it's healthier. I think there's been a lot of benefits to that. I don't think, going through multiple partners and not, I don't think that necessarily is the most ideal way for you to be able to have somebody that takes care of you later. No one's going to want to grow old with you, right? If you just met them 5 days ago because you've been sleeping around this whole time. So humans have, gotten married, done monogamy, but our animalistic instinct is to flirt, sleep with people, and I guess follow our compasses. And so animals, there are monogamous animals in the human or in the animal species, but humans not necessarily are a monogamous species. Many are, many can be, but the average person does like to look at others, watch porn, imagine themselves with somebody else. I mean, my husband knows. Yeah, I see Jimmy Garoppolo. It stinks that he hasn't been starting for the Raiders lately. But I will stop everything just to watch. Me and Jimmy. My husband's okay with that because he knows it's never going to happen. And would I ever leave my husband for Jimmy Garoppolo? No, I wouldn't. One, Jimmy Garoppolo wouldn't want me. I'm old. But two, I'm sexy, but I'm old. But we have new parameters. And relationships are struggling. And so you go online and your spouse or your partner may be friended by an old classmate. Someone from high school. Someone from college. An old flame. And you as a partner, as a wife or husband, how do you handle that? Well, it all depends on the level of communication. I am friends with many people I've dated, and my husband knows, because some of them were his friends, that I just ended up dating before he and I dated. Took a while for him to finally break down and say, you know what, I guess I'll marry Dahlia. But before that, I dated, and I dated people who knew him who were friends of his. So we do run into exes. And it's not a bad deal because nothing ever ended really badly. So it really depends on what relationship people are having. I think you can have cordial relationships with exes, with coworkers. I think you could very easily have friends of the opposite sex. I understand Harry met Sally, but when you look like me, my husband knows no one's going to hit on me. All right? No one's going to try to take me away from him, and I'd never leave him. So we're good, but you do have many individuals that don't have that confidence in their relationship. And when you see these articles and these Reddits and these discussions on, I like to have my thing on the side. I'm faithful to my wife, but I just always need to know that someone's attracted to me. I need to have the flirtation, or I need to have the sex on the side. That really does threaten the relationship. Now, I have taken care of many, many patients who love their spouse and would never leave their spouse, but needed that side relationship to keep their drive for life. And how they explained it to me was their spouse was a fantastic mother, was a fantastic wife, is somebody that they want to grow old with, but they're not attracted to them. They are attracted to the 23-year-old bikini, right, wearing dress person, would never marry that person, but wants to have fun with that person. Well, okay, if you're the wife that's raising the kids, that sucks. Because at any time, that person could leave. You know, it's not easy being married to somebody for years. And if you think you're going to have a better life with Miss Bikini, babe, you might make the mistake and say, you know what, I'm going to go with them. And it puts relationships in precarious positions. It also puts people at risk for HIV and syphilis and hepatitis and STIs. And so I don't think it is healthy for somebody to have their side gigs or their little side jobs going on while they're trying to maintain this family core. And I would rather, if somebody is not happy or not attracted to their spouse, then let that spouse go and find happiness. Let that spouse go and find somebody they could be with and, you know, figure out how to co-parent. And because the last thing you want is, you know, your kids are going to think you're evil if you cheated. And the last thing you want to do is cheat and hurt the person who's the parent of your kids, wife or husband. So, but relationships online now are happening. And people are talking to individuals. They might be using them as counseling, maybe using them as a friend. And if they're not happy with their current relationship, you know, people always blame themselves when the relationship falls apart. No, if a person is cheating, it's them. A person who's cheating is them. They're not happy. They're looking for something else. Maybe they married too soon because everybody was getting married or they wanted to have kids. And millennials and Gen Zs are redefining that with relationships. You don't necessarily have to be married anymore. The traditionalists and the baby boomers and the Gen Zs are like, well, you got to get married, then you got to have kids. The Gen Zs and the millennials are doing things a little differently these days. And so many people who are middle-aged are looking at their relationships going, well, I have more fun. I'm not always told to clean the toilet or do chores. I have conversations with this person, and they're fun. But keep in mind, that person, of course you're going to have fun conversations with because you're not married to them. Once you start living with somebody, and you have chores, and you have finances, and you have in-laws, the conversations are less fun. Of course that. It is so easy to talk to a coworker or to have somebody online, and all it is, you know, oh, you're great, you're funny, you're this. Yeah, once you're married for a few years, the jokes aren't as funny. You keep the toilet seat up, you leave some skid marks on the floor. Yeah, the conversations are going to change. So I think, you know, if somebody is unhappy, that relationship should not be, don't try to straddle things and make it work. Yeah, and I got, you know, some people with open relationships, maybe they do make them work if that's what they both want. But I've seen people who are swingers. I've seen people with open relationships. It never works. It doesn't. So you need to self-reflect and figure out what it is you really want. And yes, there can be room for cheating, but not everybody that does have relationships are. A lot of people are very, very loyal to their spouse. And it is okay to have friendships. It is. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs.
Okay, have a fantastic day.
All-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.